95.7 The Fan presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in. I want to try my hand. Female's best bets coming up a little bit later on, but I want to try my hand a little bit.
You got to be lying.
Strong emphasis on little.
Let me try it again. At least the conversation surrounding betting. From the text line, who cares about Will's production? If the team wins, advances, and makes history, who cares? Okay. All right.
Hell, if that's the case, click this thing over to National and let's go on vacation. Let's hit this Labor Day weekend. Get this Labor Day weekend started. Right, man. Who gives a rip if they give CJ 50, man? Just win, man. It doesn't matter.
Y'all seem to care about winning 12 games and CJ in that game, even after the Pittsburgh game, y'all seem to care, even if they won.
Hold on.
Get out of here. You a lying and truth ain't in you.
I like that saying. That's a good one. That's two today, man.
It ain't in you.
I was kind of dragging my
Would you
my
say blanket. You're a lying and truth ain't in you?
Yeah, you're lying.
Truth ain't in you. I'm writing that down. I've heard that before, but
shows
it's been a minute.
Words of wisdom.
Okay. Someone said it's like, come on, man. It's unfair to compare him to JJ. I'm not telling him to be a three-time defensive player of the year. I am comparing him year in and year out. He is the highest. Only quarterbacks make more money than him in his contract. Where he is. Jumped him over everybody, from Myles Garrett to T.J. Watt. Somebody texted in earlier. T.J. Watt got 20 and a half sacks in 15 games or 14 games once. He has passed up Micah Parsons, and he deserves it. And he should be in the conversation with the way they have compensated him. He should be in the conversation for Defensive Player of the Year the next 5 years, every year. He should be an All-Pro every year if he's healthy. That's J.J. Watt expectation. The hell with that? No. From the text line, I am flabbergasted.
Here's just to be clear is, you know, I think the – to be even mentioned in – for me personally, to even be mentioned in the J.J. Watt conversation, you have to check two boxes immediately. The alpha – the leader off the field, the way the fans, you know, adore you as a player, the way you connect with the fan base, you know, that intangible piece, both as it pertains to leadership on the team in the locker room, as well as the intangible of connecting with the community. Will's got both of them already.
Yeah, he's right? Got them. Check.
And the other piece is having a motor that allows you to play relentlessly for 50, 70 snaps, however many snaps you got. Like, I mean, I don't know if he's not playing 70, but however many they ask you to play, to literally leave it all on the field and play with an unbelievably high motor and never quit, affect the game damn near every snap versus the run and the pass. You know, that box is already checked with Will. He plays the game just like J.J. Watt from that perspective. Like, the only thing that we haven't seen from Will is the stuff that gets you Defensive Player of the Year, which there's only one of those in the AFC, right? In the whole league, right? So, I mean, at the end of the day, like, that's the box that's can you go get 20 and a half? Can you go have a year where you get 18, 19, plus you tip a couple of balls to your damn self and you end up scoring a touchdown on an interception, right? Can some of the sacks that you get be like, who was it against last year when he sacked an end zone and recovered
Sam
it for
Darnold.
The touchdown?
Sam Darnold. Tyler Blake coming in. Yeah.
So, I mean, like that, putting all that together, like those high-end, like freak plays and crazy, like that's the part that he's still got to reach if he's gonna have a career like JJ.
And the part is he's capable of it, and that is what you should.
I think the 20 sack season or the 3 or 4 touchdown season, or the offense putting you at tight end and throwing you a bootleg touchdown. Like, to me, those are all like one offs.
Yeah,
like,
I'm not talking about that.
You've got it. Like, in order to have that, but I'm saying, like, in order to get to 20 sacks, like, you got to play the lead every now and then, right? So, and I'm not piling on the offense. I'm just saying, in general, like, the season has to go in a way where you play with a lead and you get a chance to actually rush the passer when you know they're going to pass the football. The game has to go in a way where, you know, your offense is willing to put you in at tight end and throw you a touchdown every now. Like, those kind of things are one-offs of kind of like, maybe they happen, maybe they don't. We'll see. It's kind of like, other people have to do things a certain way for those opportunities to present themselves. I don't know if he's ever going to get there. But the boxes that he checks right now, the type of dude and the type of player that he is right now, I don't have any problem saying he's on the track, the J.J. Watt track at this point. I think when he speaks, I think people listen. I think he's the undisputed leader of that defense, old or young. I think they listen. He's got the sway, if you will, of J.J., and so I'm there. I ain't got no problem with that comparison.
No, yeah, it's the next level. He's got to play production-wise, everything-wise. He's got to be in at least the area that he is right now. And you then would hope he jumps up and improves, which I believe he is totally capable of. He is. We talked about this with Amen Thompson yesterday. He is somebody each and every year has improved. You can see he's improved his game and he's improved his numbers every year.
The arrow's pointed up.
That's the next one. I'm going to talk about 15 seconds. Come on, man. Yes. Yes. Yes, I said it. That man's making $50 million. Yes, 15 sacks is a fair expectation for somebody who don't get double teamed all the time. Yes. No, you. Yeah, I love pressures. I love hits on the quarterback. That position that gets paid that kind of money got
to
finish it.
You mean they didn't pay him 50 to set the edge?
Yeah, they paid him 50 to set the edge. And then set that edge and come around that corner. And he needs, like, what we watched from him, because he's capable of it. We watched him terrorize Josh Allen like he did the last couple of years.
You know, as we're talking about it, Ryan, the crazy thing is, you know, there is a defensive player of the year type of run, I think, in Will Anderson potentially. And you got to be given the – we talked about – you got to be given the opportunity, right? Well, if you want to jump on the scene and get started off the right way, play Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, and Dak Prescott in the first month of the season and have big games.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Have sack fumbles and big time plays against those quarterbacks. That's one hell of a way to start. So the opportunity is going to present itself in that first month of the season. Yeah, stage line is going to be big.
Text line BS. You just said Myles Garrett did it on a crappy team. Yeah, he did. It was harder.
Yeah, he set the.
It's harder. I think I we'll see what he does this year. We'll see the quandaries that teams are when they face the Rams this year.
Yeah.
and the guys, they could slide protection, help in every manner. Nobody else scared them on that. I think if he can do that, I think Will should be expected to do that, especially.
Yeah, like, well, I mean, look, we're talking about, like, even with J.J., like, you're just talking about one of the best defensive players to play the game, and the yes, he had monster years in statistical categories that typically garner awards, but what made J.J. so special was down in, down out, inside or outside, he was an absolute force versus anything that an offense threw at him, and that's Will's. Like, when you look at Myles Garrett, like, Myles Garrett is going to go down as statistically the best in a season anyway. But he's gonna go down as one of the best just straight pass rushing defensive ends to ever play the game.
Yeah.
Like, that's not who Will is. Like, that's not why Will Anderson we're even having this conversation. That's not why he was an All-Pro last year, right? That's not how he's gonna go get a Defensive Player of the Year award, right? It's going to look totally different. I mean, you're talking about a true defensive end, hand in the dirt, just rush, bend and rush the passer. And Will's defensive player of the year, if he ever gets, is going to look different, just like JJ's look different.